Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you gators and grannies, to the Sunday edition of the Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Prince, and I'm coming to you live from my residence here in Terrace, British Columbia, broadcasting through People's Internet Radio and being simulcast on ShakenWaveRadio.com. Like I've said many, many times, we are viewer-supported stations, and I know at this particular time, money's starting to get a little tight for a lot of us due to situations being put on top of us, but if you can, help out the stations at all. I think it's critical that we keep these stations going at this particular time because we need this voice. So if you can help out, please do. Also, thanks to Steve Roberts always for producing my show. Sometimes at the end of the show, I forget to thank him, so I'm going to thank him right now so I get all this crap out of the way. I'm joined again by today my really good friend Roger Landry. Roger, you know, I've had him on many, many times, and when I uncork the bottle here, I'm not going to get a chance to say a lot in the next hour, but I know he's full of information that I want to share with you guys today. Welcome to the show, Roger. As always, great to have you in here.
Yeah, you say that now, but after you don't get hardly anything in for the entire show, then you're going to be telling me off air. I'm just joking, everybody. No, I'm not. Barry probably knows me a little bit better than most people, and he knows, I think, let me see, he coined the term the Energizer Bunny. When I start to froth at the mouth, the last thing you can do is shut me up usually. So, Barry, you asked for this, and how are you doing on this fine Easter day?
Well, Roger, I'm really starting to, the one thing that I kind of been noticing here in the last couple of days is people in my community are really starting to lose their minds, literally. I think a lot of people are starting to see that. No matter where we're looking right now. Outside of that, Roger, I went for a little walk in the woods prior to the show today just to kind of gather my thoughts because we are being bombarded by an incredible amount of information coming from incredible different sources. It's tasking our mental ability to keep up with everything. That's what I'm trying to say. A lot of people I'm involved with in this business right now that want to try and get the word out are feeling the same thing. So take a walk in the woods, Roger. It works really good for you.
Well, I don't know, because in some places in the United States, you take a walk in the woods, they're going to arrest you for leaving your house and putting the squirrels at danger. Yeah.
Might okay. Be in jail.
And I'm not joking. But
I know.
Let's do a little bit of timeline. Let's do a little bit of how big is this issue really globally? Let's do a little bit of thinking as far as what does anybody have to gain from the biggest charade played on humanity in modern history. Barry, you know me. I don't make claims like that unless I have a whole lot to say about it. And I usually have a whole lot to say about it. So let's get into that. Let's talk about a few of these things, okay? Let's talk about all of the panic that we initially had from Italy because all of the people that were dying, okay? And these were actual death numbers, okay? Actual people who were dying. What they didn't tell you is that the average person that died was 80 years old, male, and had at least one, if not two or more, critical conditions prior to ever even hearing about the coronavirus. If you stop to consider that Italy, okay, and the UK, and I could go on and on, including the United States, are using test kits that are defective in one or two fashions, okay? The first fashion is, and the UK probably about a week ago turned back a whole bunch of test kits because when they received them, they opened them up and tested one to see, or several, I don't know their exact procedure, to make sure that they were actually functioning test kits. And what they found out was that they all had the COVID-19 virus in them, each and every one of them, which meant anybody you gave that test to would come up positive for the COVID-19 virus.
Convenient.
Now, not only that, but the test kits out there today the vast majority of them that everybody is telling you are defective. Everybody is telling you that they have massive false positives, all the way up to, I've seen estimates as high as 88% or only 12% accurate. But I'm here to tell you that they are extremely accurate, and you have to stop listening to that crap. Those tests are extremely accurate. What they're not telling you is that they're not made to test for COVID-19. They're made to test for the coronavirus, which includes just about everything, including the common cold and most viruses that people suffer. We call them the common flu, common cold, every single year. I don't care if you have the flu right now. I don't care if right now you have, you know, a cold. I don't care. Everybody on this planet, with very few exceptions, has latent coronavirus in their makeup. We live in a dirty world. We live on a dirty planet. I'm going to tell you that a vast majority of humanity has a coronavirus signature. We all have the flu. We all get a cold. But yet, that's what's going to make this test come back positive. And when people are telling you that globally, especially in areas like Italy and other places like the United States, where all of a sudden they're screaming about these huge numbers, it's absolute crap. Those tests are extremely accurate. They are finding coronavirus. What they are not finding is COVID-19. Okay? I know for a fact that tests have been run. I know for a fact that the death certificates have been scrutinized under a microscope coming out of Italy. And again, what they're saying is that as many as 88% of these test kits the death certificate that states this person died from the coronavirus or COVID-19 is inaccurate. Not only that, but there are right now whistleblowers in the United States, nurses and other healthcare people that are stepping up to say that anybody who dies, basically, they're putting on their death certificate, they died from COVID-19 or they died from the coronavirus. If they came in with a cold, whether they've been tested or not, and they die, that's where they're getting their little tag. Okay? So, if you understand just a few small things here. The first thing is we're not testing for a specific virus. We're testing for a generic class of viruses of which a mass majority of humanity has. When they say, and I'm talking about the experts who are stepping up to say this is the biggest line of crap we've ever seen, when they say that as many as 80% of these positives are false, and I have seen from Italy the number could be as high as 88%. What that is telling you is that we have shut the planet down. We've shut one of the largest, if not the largest, because it's a toss-up between China and the United States when all of this crap went down, shutting down the biggest economy on the planet. When we can't even prove that we have more deaths than we did last year. Now, I need to go into the next phase by telling you what we had last year. How many people have died in the United States so far? And believe me, I will not put those numbers down. I will not say anything to besmirch those people who died. I won't. But that doesn't mean that reality doesn't have to come forward. Did you know that over 80,000 people died of what we consider to be the common flu last year in the United States alone? 650,000 people died globally from the flu, of which the coronavirus can't even come close to that. And by complications from either the cold or the flu, almost 4 million died from pneumonia.
Hey, so Roger.
Last year, yes.
Can you see the screen there? Are you looking at Skype?
No, I walk when I talk. I can't sit still.
Look at your screen. Look at your Skype.
Why? So basically, is nobody out there believing me?
Hey, you got my attention, Robert. No, he just wanted to ask you a question. Steve wanted to put a question for you.
Okay, I can't. If you got a question, Steve, ask me, because I really can't read it. The print's too small.
Oh, it says COVID, Certificate of Vaccination ID. Bill Gates. Bill Gates wants vaccination IDs.
No. And it goes even deeper than that. But you just pushed my whole talk ahead about 20 minutes.
I promise you
that's part of what I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
I promise you. No, Steve, that's a great point. It really is. And that is a big part of all of this, because I just got done telling everybody that this thing doesn't have the knockdown power of the normal flu, of which globally last year, either from the flu itself or by flu complications, meaning pneumonia, between 4.5 and 5 million people died. They aren't even telling you that this has crossed 100,000 mark yet. Okay. They're not telling you that. Stop and consider. I said 4.5 to 5 million died, 650,000 of them from the flu alone, of which the coronavirus is a flu. Okay? And COVID-19 is a coronavirus. So here we go, people. I'm telling you this thing doesn't have the knockdown power. I know for a fact you can go online and come up with all kinds of absolute proof. I really, really don't have to challenge you to do that, but I will if you need a little extra oomph. I don't challenge you to prove me wrong. I dare you to. We are literally being shut down. We are being shut down because of a virus. But is it actually killing people? That's the next question. And the answer to that is an unqualified maybe. Okay. Let's stop and talk about the why before we go to just how deadly it is and why it's so deadly. All right. I said this on John's show on RBN the other day, and I got a whole bunch of "are you kidding me's" out of this. And, of course, the answer is no. I will never come on and kid you guys. Okay? So why are we doing this? Why do we have a global pandemic that's shutting down one economy after another and bringing all of us into our homes afraid to go out? Why are they doing this? And the answer is very, very simple. It really is. Okay? They're doing this because global warming failed. And that's the absolute freaking truth.
Yep.
Global warming was supposed to bring all of humanity. Barry wanted to say something. I'm shutting up.
No, I was just agreeing with you. That agenda didn't work. They had to bring up a new one. And
yes.
Here it is. Okay. Go ahead, Roger.
This one here has a whole hell of a lot more knockdown power. It's a whole lot more deadly if the public is whipped up into a froth in the proper fashion. I'm going to tell you something else you all need to go do a little research on. The fact that they have us all in our homes afraid to go out under penalty of law, all right, is exactly the opposite of what would be required to put immunity into this community. Yes, listen to me again. In order to put immunity into the community, the last thing you do is lock everybody up so nobody forms any type of resistance to this thing at all. You isolate the ones who do have it. You put them somewhere else. Nobody builds an immunity. The next time this comes around, it will be a little bit more virulent, and it will literally do what they're pretending it's doing right now.
Absolutely. This is the precursor to the cursor, Roger, is what I see. It's the conditioner to the conditioner. Go ahead.
Okay, now here we go. We're going to start talking about what our good friend Steve said, okay? We're going to start talking about the fact that Steve and also, your prime minister up there in Canada has also stated that it could be another year at least before there is a decent vaccine and we must maintain the same type of care we have now. In other words, lockdown will go on indefinitely. This is what we're being told. Okay, lockdown will go. In other words, there will be no immunity. It won't happen. Only those who contract it, and they will severely limit those, will have any immunity at all. So when you've got someone like Bill Gates, okay, who has a whole lot of money and wants to be the vaccine czar of the planet, he's been kicked out of several countries already because his vaccines have literally killed or maimed children for life in the tens of thousands, and in one country, well over 100,000. This is not a joke. This is a guy who is stating it may be another 18 months before we can let up on this until we have a viable vaccine. Okay. Now, in order for, in his eyes, in the way he thinks, okay, and I'm just putting forth him right now because everybody else is sniffing up his butt and saying exactly what he says, all right? In order for us to get back to normal, not only should you be required to have a vaccine, which he will have a patent on, but, okay, not only, you should also have a tracking device implanted under the skin to display which COVID or coronaviruses you have been vaccinated against and when, and whether you initially tested positive or not. Now, I could go through an entire technical walkthrough as to what this actually is, okay? This tiny little microchip that's embedded under your skin. But let me put it to you this way. I'm not going to tell you what that's for because that comes at the end. All of these are pieces in a puzzle. All of these are dots that need to be connected. Everything I've said to you right now is basically a standalone issue. Are they working in conjunction with each other? Yes, but you don't know the half of it. You don't. Okay, was that you, Barry? Somebody just cut in.
No, I'm just sitting here listening to what you've been saying here, Archer. And yeah, go ahead. I've got a few comments to make, but finish what you're saying.
So I'll be finished what I'm saying when
show's over.
Yeah, so if you've got a few things to say, go ahead now because the next phase
I don't want to distract. Scarier. Well, you go ahead and let's get it out because I know where you're going with this. So let's hear it.
What everybody out there needs to understand when I say you only know the half of it is because I just got done telling you people that this damn thing don't have the knockdown power of no super virus. It doesn't. Absolute fact. Okay? As a matter of fact, hydrochloroquine is a proven remedy. 100%. That's not a joke. Not like this little Nazi they've got in Trump's commission there. Fauci, I've got to tell you something. I got to tell you something. That guy right there, I'm not a violent person, but if he was standing in front of me, I would kick him in the crotch as hard as I could.
Say Roger.
And instead of apologizing, I'd probably do it again.
Roger. Roger, go ahead, Steve. You want to say something?
Yeah. I've heard quinine also is.
There's several, okay? Believe it or not, we've already heard of vitamin C, but did you know that vitamin D will also accomplish it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there is a plethora of on-hand, over-the-counter drugs that will absolutely knock this thing to its knees because it's not that big a deal. So let me ask you a question before we go on to the final phase, phase three, connecting the dots. If we know hydrochloroquine can take care of it and we know other mechanisms that are over-the-counter and can be produced in abundance rather cheaply, you can treat an individual who has COVID-19 with hydrochloroquine and in 5 days he will be virus-free, okay? And the cost will not exceed $50 if you go at the original cost of hydrochloroquine before all of this crap started. Okay. So we know this. So let me ask you a question. Instead of spending $2.2 trillion, probably with another $2 trillion coming not too far behind that, and shutting down and imprisoning the global population, before you do that, wouldn't it have been absolutely 100% effective to fill a bunch of massive trucks up with boxes of hydrochloroquine and drive through the freaking neighborhoods of all of these towns throwing boxes into the front yard?
Exactly. That would make sense, though, Roger. That doesn't fit the agenda, buddy.
But why? This is where we're getting to. So anything you want to say, Barry or Steve, this is the opportune time because
Yeah, I had a Canadian podcaster yesterday, Roger, put out a video. I had six doctors on a panel all talking about hydrochloroquine combined with zinc, the effect on the body.
Definitely zinc.
And YouTube took it down right away.
Immediately.
They do not want that information out there. It is being censored. But it is out there on BitTube right now. Billy Joyce did the video, and he had a panel of six doctors involved. Roger, it was awesome. But boom, down it went. So what we're dealing with.
How many articles and things like this do you think we have done from the Liberty Beacon Project and put out? So, they may be pulling it down here and there, but they can't pull it down as fast as it's going up. This information is going up a lot faster than it can be taken down. And this is how we survive today. Okay, we know this. We know that in order to win today, we need to have access to multiple forums, and we need to be able to take things down quickly from point A and put them on point B. And the Liberty Beacon Project has multiple websites, so we're getting really good at this. All right, let's go to the final phase. Okay, let's go to the why. And we've already got a couple of the initial answers to this part of the expose, this part of the rant. What's that?
Sorry.
Okay.
Talking to my guy, Roger. I thought I was muted. Sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. All right, so, and that was the reason, okay? Had global warming worked, we wouldn't be doing this today, okay? Because the curtain's getting pulled back. Toto is tugging on that curtain. It's getting pulled back. And there are a lot of people in America and across the world that are starting to see the farce this is, and they're starting to get very angry. As a matter of fact, there's several articles on the Liberty Beacon. If you want to take a look, go take a look, that explain the rising anger of the public. But what I would like to do by the end of this show is quadruple that anger. Because the only thing working for us right now are those who are waking up, realizing the intensity of the fraud being perpetrated on humanity right now. This is by far the worst thing that has ever happened to humanity, bar none. And let me explain why. You are looking at the absolute enslavement of humanity. I'm not joking. I never joke about this kind of stuff, and I will give you facts. And everything I'm about to explain to you is technology that exists. How do I know? Gee, I worked for the DOD for 30 years, okay? I was a defense contractor. Am I going to give away any secrets? Absolutely not. The technology we're talking about, most of it's in public domain. And what used to be in military domain is not anymore. So what we're going to discuss going forward is absolute fact. It's technology that absolutely exists today. Not a joke, not a guess. And technology that's being stuck down your throat. I finished up the last portion by saying you only know the half of it. What's the other half? 5G. No, I'm not kidding. And anybody out there who's laughing, you obviously have not done your homework. And when you do, you're going to start to feel like an idiot. What I'm telling you is absolute fact. Let's start this all off by saying that when the coronavirus, it wasn't even being called COVID-19 then, when the coronavirus was originally, when it was originally announced coming out of China, it was already a couple of months late. But what you have to understand is one of the first things they did is they ringed the entire Wuhan area with 5G transmitters, not the ones that were already installed on the buildings, not the ones that were already in the schools, not the ones that were already on the lampposts. They ringed that entire province with 5G transmitters all pointed in. From that point on, the death rate, okay, because believe it or not, microwave frequencies from 28 gigahertz all the way up to, and I think they've actually probably asked for some sort of a license on all the way up to 400 gigahertz. Okay? When you have these type of waves interacting with the body, it will exacerbate just about any ill that the body has. I'm going to tell you something else. Again, I don't challenge you to prove this wrong. I dare you to. The blood is extremely efficient at doing something. You want to know what that is? The blood is very efficient at converting microwave energy into heat. Did you hear what I said? Blood is extremely efficient, look it up, at converting microwave energy to heat. This is inside the human body. What are we full of? Blood. Okay. That's the first thing with 5G. Does 5G have the ability to exacerbate an illness, the symptoms of an illness? Oh, absolutely. Especially something where the symptoms are like the flu, okay? That type of thing, which has very common reactions. Okay, so now we've got 5G. We've got 5G. There is also an article on the Liberty Beacon that shows where every really high output or complaints of coronavirus with respect to 5G installments and activations in their area. I think everybody should go take a look at that or just Google it, okay? 5G and coronavirus hotspots. And then you're going to get another piece of the puzzle, okay? So now we're looking at a situation where 5G is literally being installed as we are all pinned in our homes. It's being installed in our classrooms. It's being installed in our government buildings. It's being installed, and none of us are being asked. None of us. But I will guarantee you this, okay? This doesn't bode good for humanity. Okay, here's where it all comes together. Here's where the 5G, here's where the coronavirus, excuse me, COVID-19 virus, here's, and the reasoning all come together. We are looking at a caste called the elitist caste who's had a goal of taking total charge of humanity for at least 2.5 centuries. Not a joke. Look back into when and where the elites that we call elites today originated. 2.5 centuries. Mm-hmm. What gave them the ability to do it now is the technology they never had before. So everything goes into fast forward. How are they going to take control of humanity? And what I'm about to tell you, if it doesn't scare some feces out of you, yes, I'm being good so that I don't get spanked for saying bad words.
That was good.
If this doesn't scare the feces out of you, then you're already dead and somebody just forgot to tell you. Okay, I have mentioned part of this on a show I did here before. I'm going to tell everybody out there, you all carry a body weight of aluminum, each and every one of you. And if you say you don't, then you're doing two things. You're either lying or you are chelating continuously, meaning you never stop, meaning you keep putting it in your mouth continuously and swallowing it. That's the only way you do not have a body weight of aluminum on this planet today. I just got done telling everybody here that the reason this was done, the reason it was done in the first place was because global warming didn't work. Now, Barry, you immediately jumped in, which you were right, and you said agreed. Okay. And I'm sure Steve agrees, and there's a lot of people out there that agree. I also told you that this is an issue that won't go away. So that's why we have the coronavirus now. But let me ask you a question. What was one of the biggest tools they claim to be using to mitigate global warming, to reflect sunlight from the upper atmosphere away from the planet and cool it? What was one of the biggest mechanisms that was being used globally?
Of course, geoengineering.
geoengineering, which contains metric tons upon metric tons of just absolute, I think they call them nano-sized, they're a little bigger than that, but nano-sized particles of aluminum. These were being sprayed in the upper atmosphere, supposedly to mitigate global warming by reflecting sunlight. Okay? What everybody needs to understand is if there's no global warming, and they knew that from the get-go, why were they still spraying aluminum up there? Okay, let me ask you another question, okay? I don't give a damn how small a particle is. If it's in a gravity well, doesn't it eventually settle to the point of maximum resistance, meaning it falls to the ground? So we have ton upon ton upon ton, literally, globally, every single day being sprayed into the atmosphere, and we're all breathing it. And a massive – go ahead.
Going into our soil, going into our food, going into our livestock, going into our trees, our forests, accelerating forest fires. It's unbelievable. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Go ahead, Roger. I had to get that in.
Wait. You're absolutely right, but I'm going to take it one step further, okay? I'm going to tell people out there that don't know, and a lot of people like Barry and I and probably Steve do know, that Monsanto filed a patent for seeds that would grow in aluminum-saturated soil. Okay, I got to tell y'all something here. Okay, hold on. Aluminum saturated soil. Okay, is can only happen one way. Aluminum does not come out of the ground as aluminum, whether it's a bauxite, an oxide, or a snotdite. I don't care. Okay, it does not come out of the ground as aluminum. As a matter of fact, aluminum is not called aluminum until after the production process is done. And, gee, what's one of the byproducts of producing aluminum? Gee, that's fluoride, which they use to poison our kids. But anyway, what's that?
Imagine that.
Yeah. So now we've got all of this aluminum falling from the sky. I didn't say oxide or bauxite. I said aluminum, meaning post-production, man-made. But yet Monsanto is filing for patents to grow seeds that will grow in aluminum saturated soil. Duh, it doesn't take an idiot to place that into this entire equation. So now we know that aluminum is falling from the sky to the point where it will eventually, well, it's already started, but it will accelerate killing off plant life across the planet. And Monsanto's stepping up to be able to feed us because we're going to poison the soil so bad. But why are we doing this? Okay. Your underarm deodorant, aluminum. Your children on the WIC program in the United States, underprivileged children. The only formula you can buy for your children, each one of those contains aluminum as a declumping agent. The only part of the human race that does not have a blood-to-brain barrier are our infants, because it's about 2 years old, a year and a half, 2 years old before that's finally sealed up and closed off. But yet you're giving your kids formula with aluminum in it. No blood to brain barrier. As soon as they drink that, it goes in and starts to kill, slaughter brain cells. Not a joke, an absolute fact. I've got a video showing you what aluminum does to brain cells in real time. Not a joke. Okay, so now we know we've got aluminum in our food, like Barry said. We've got it in our air. We're breathing it. Every time you take a breath, you're breathing aluminum particles. Okay, we've got it in our vaccines, every single one of them. All right, it's called an adjuvant. All right, and I could go on and on. What the hell has aluminum got to do with any of this, Roger? What has it got to do with any of this? What has it got to do with Gates wanting to microchip us? What has it got to do with 5G? Let's put it all together, my friends. When's the last time you threw a freaking fork or a knife or a spoon made out of any metal into the microwave, even aluminum, closed the door and turned it on? What happened? All hell broke loose, didn't it? Didn't it? Now, I just got done telling you, and most of this accumulates in the brain. How do I know this? Again, something else for you guys to look at on the internet. An Alzheimer patient, several Alzheimer patients, when they died, their brains were cross-sectioned. And what did they find? An inordinately large amount of aluminum in their brains, which will cause dementia or Alzheimer's because it slaughters brain cells. Okay, so now we've got all this aluminum. And we've got 5G on a build out that we can't stop, even if it means them putting it up while we are all confined to our homes. Anybody out there that doesn't believe that isn't actually happening, we have an article on the Liberty Beacon about a state that is stepping up to, excuse me, no, it's Children's Health Defense, RFK Jr.'s organization is stepping up to say to the government, don't put 5G in our classrooms while we're that not there to do anything about it. And they're starting a petition going around the country. So all of this has got to focus on one thing, the why. We have aluminum saturated brains. We've got 5G going up. We know what happens if we stick any metal in a microwave beam. We also know that once you've got a chip, right now it's your cell phone that would work, but once you've got a chip embedded in you, basically what they're telling you is to let everybody know if you've been vaccinated or not. Bull crap! If you think they're going to stop there, again, you're an idiot, okay? So now what do we have? I'm going to tell you what we have. We have almost every living individual on this planet, all right, who has a body weight of aluminum, most of which is concentrated in their brain. Now, I just got done telling everybody that everybody on this planet, pretty much their brain is protected because they've got a blood-brain barrier from things like aluminum, except for infants. Remember what I told you was a byproduct of aluminum manufacturing? It was fluoride, right? Fluoridated water. You drink one glass of fluoridated water, it will open the blood-to-brain barrier and allow aluminum to go through. Talk about completing the circle. The same stuff that's a byproduct from the manufacturing process is what opens the blood-to-brain barrier to allow heavy metals in to start slaughtering blood cells. I mean, brain cells.
These guys really thought it out, Roger. They did. You know, when they put this together, they covered all the bases, man.
The thing of it is, they don't count on people like me who are anal about putting all of the facts together. Now, let's close the loop. Let's end the story, okay? I just got done telling you, you've got a body weight of aluminum. Most of it's focused in your brain. I just got done telling you that Gates is, and he probably will get his way globally. Everybody will be tagged. Tagged! Yeah, that's right. You'll be tagged. Okay, so now you've got a beacon, a marker. Now you've got aluminum in your brain, and now you've got 5G. Well, 5G, how the hell do you focus 5G? I mean, that's supposed to go out over the whole planet. What most people don't understand is 4G and below was an expanding wave. 5G is a pulsed beam. You can do a hell of a lot more with a pulsed beam than you can with an expanding wave, especially if you're trying to focus it on somebody. But even then, unless that person is real close, how can you focus it? I'm going to tell you, this is technology I used when I was a sonar technician on nuclear submarines in the 70s. So no, I'm not going to jail because these terms can be found on the internet. Just type them in. There are literally going to be a minimum of 1 million sensors on this planet for 5G antennas, which will both receive and transmit. 1 million. It is estimated it could go as high as 3 million. Some say as high as 5 million. When you have multiple sensors, by feeding a little bit more and a little bit less signal to each one of them, you can make what's called a phased array, which allows you to steer a beam. Now, here we go. I have an individual who has a body full of metal, most of it up in his head. And he has a marker on him, so I know exactly who that person is. And I have the ability to steer and focus a beam of microwave energy on this person's head. Or, hey, he's got the coronavirus. Let's heat the body up just a little bit. Let's allow the blood to turn the microwave frequencies into heat. Let's watch this person collapse and end up in the hospital. And the first thing they're going to check is with one of these faulty kits that test for the coronavirus, not COVID-19. And they're going to go, yep, he's got the coronavirus. And they add one more to the list. Now, that's one scenario. Here's the other scenario. Listen to me, because the technology is there right now. everything I'm about to tell you is doable right now. If you live in an area which has a lot of 5G, a big city, and there's already a couple Swedish cities, I think, that have they kicked it out and said, we don't want it here, because it already started to affect their people's health in a very ill fashion. But if you stop to consider, all right, that somebody in an area who is protesting, somebody who's being very, very uncomfortable to a situation you, as the elites, want to see happen, somebody who pretty much everybody depends on. And we find him with his ID beacon, and we steer a beam of microwave technology, whether it's 28 gigahertz or 400 gigahertz, doesn't really matter at that when you're getting up to that area. And we'll raise the temperature of the brain 1 or 2 degrees above the shutdown temperature of the brain. We all have a temperature where our brain says, that's it, and it shuts down. And it's not a hell of a lot higher than your normal brain temperature, not as much as you would think. So I raise the temperature of the brain for about 5 minutes. This person drops over dead. That immediately or within seconds goes back to pretty damn close to or normal temperature. And an autopsy will absolutely not have a clue why this person died. And anybody who thinks that anything I just said is a conspiracy theory, you're half right. It's definitely a conspiracy, but it's not a theory, because if any of the technology I just described to you doesn't already exist, I'll kiss your butt on Broadway at high noon and I'll let you sell tickets.
Well, we won't. I don't think you have to do that, Roger, because really when we factor into that thought, the fact that the technology they actually possess right now, how many years ahead of what they allow us to know about, and some of the stuff coming out is pretty crazy. Well, if we were to project that, folks, 10 years down the road, what would they have, or even 15 years down the road, what kind of toys would they have that we have no idea about or no defense against? Something I think about all the time, Roger, because we know what I just said is true.
Why would, and again, we have seen a rising level of pushback across the planet and across the United States against 5G. It's literally getting beat up. But yet, they got everybody pinned to their homes. So every place they would have protested 5G going up, it's going up now. Okay? It's going up now, and you ain't going to have a damn thing to say about it. Once 5G is – once they have a complete network, a global network, once that is built out, all right, there isn't a damn thing anybody on this planet can do to stop them. They literally will have control over humanity. You mess up, all of a sudden, you just drop in your tracks and nobody has a clue why. And again, what? What part of this technology? The ability to steer a beam? We were doing that with sonar arrays in the 1920s. We're doing that with radar arrays today. Okay, so the technology's there. 5G? Hell, they're bragging about having it in about, I don't know, 2 or 3 dozen big cities across the planet already. So that's there. The fact that we've got aluminum in our bodies, go and look up the articles I discussed about the elderly patients having a cross-section done on their brain, the Alzheimer's and dementia victim or patients, and their brains being saturated with aluminum. So we know the aluminum's there. Monsanto applied for a patent with aluminum-saturated soil, not bauxite soil, aluminum-saturated soil. So everything that Barry and I and Steve have been alluding to here, every single bit of it, the technology is not new. It's not let's wait till next year. It's not even let's wait till next week. This technology has been here for 5 years or longer.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what people got to wrap their heads around, Roger. That's a really tough thing to understand. But what Roger said, so, it is so true. What's happening right now Roger, we could make a really good movie. You know, we could. And it would scare the living crap out of people.
And people wouldn't believe it. They'd say that could never happen.
They
wouldn't believe it.
They go, yeah, you guys got tinfoil hats on. But you know what I've seen, Roger? And I've seen it so much now, it's incredible. Is people that were calling me a nutcase 4 or 5 years ago aren't calling me a nutcase so much anymore. If this is doing anything positive in society right now, I see a lot of people all of a sudden starting to ask questions. So it's a really good time to get up on top of a mountain and shout it as loud as we can. Because knowledge alleviates the fear, buddy. Go ahead.
Let's stop and we've got to bring this all the way around full circle, okay? If everything I'm saying is true, all right, and I can't tell you they're actually doing that, of course I would have no way of knowing. What I do know is that all of the technology to function in that fashion is already in place. Okay. So, and again, let me ask you all a question one more time, because I didn't hear an answer from anybody. Just kidding. If there is no such thing as global warming, and we know there isn't, why the hell are they still spraying aluminum all across the planet every single day? Stop. And think about that before you tell me how crazy I am. Yeah. Right, yep. Barry?
Well, hey, Roger. I mean, we've been talking about geoengineering and what they're spraying in our atmosphere for years. Yep. And if people, I mean, I don't know how else to put it to people. When you look up in the sky and you see a so-called vapor trail coming out of a plane that persists for 2 hours and spreads across the whole horizon, you're telling me that is a vapor. Then I will sell you a bridge in New York City, because it's beyond common sense to see what's going on. Your eyes aren't lying to you. Go ahead.
I've got about a half a second lag with you, and I apologize. I'm not really trying to talk over you, but it sounds like you're done. So I do apologize. But
it's okay, Rod. It's all good.
If you take a look up in the sky and you see a jet going across the sky, the extent of their contrail should probably not exceed between 10 and 20 lengths of the jet itself before it starts to dissipate and fade. So we're talking about if it's if it's 500 or 600 feet long. So you're talking about, maybe 6,000 feet to 8,000 feet, which when they're 30,000 feet up, isn't that far. Well, it's a nice little trail, but it's not anywhere near from one edge of the sky to the other. If you wake up and go out in the morning and stretch and look up in the sky and see massive trails going in one direction and then massive trails going 90 degrees in the other direction, and you say, oh yeah, that's normal, and you walk back into the house to pour yourself a cup of coffee, you're an idiot, okay? If you stop to consider what we're discussing here, you wake up a lot of times. You and I, we've all gone through this. We look up in the sky. It's a gorgeous, clear, crystal blue sky. Then we see jets. They lay down about 10 trails going in one direction and then 10 trails going in the other direction. Anybody who wants to tell me that those 20 jumbo jets had nothing better to do than play tic-tac-toe over my house, again, you're an idiot. But now what we're looking at is a bunch of lines intersecting each other, but you see blue sky through them. Go in your house and come back out 2 hours later, and what do you see? A solid, overcast, blue, putrid sky. The blue sky is gone. There's no clouds. All you see is a coating of gray where the blue used to be.
Yes.
That's not normal, people.
You can feel good, Roger, knowing that's just a combination of beryllium, potassium, iodide, mercury, aluminum. And, we talk about nanotechnology, Roger, and then we talk about their technology being 15 years ahead of what we know, and we know what they're doing right now.
I know that.
But yeah, well, let's project nanotechnology 15 years down the road, and what are they going to be able to do, Roger? And they have that capacity right now. That's terrifying to me.
Well,
because they could be spraying it and going right into our lungs, and we wouldn't even know it, buddy. Go ahead.
What's terrifying to me is if you just take a look at the Adam Schiffs and the Nancy Pelosi's, and I'm sorry for cussing on your show, Steve, or Barry, but if you just take a look at these people and you realize that nothing they do is for your good. Nothing. They serve an elitist master. End of story, okay? And then let's go back, and everybody says, well, why are they doing all of this, Roger? Because they have to force several things on us in order for what they have predicted to come true, or what they wish to come true, comes true. Look at the George Guidestones. Keep the global population at 500 million in tune with nature. 7 billion of us have to go. If we are all locked down, meaning we know if we make one screw up, we're going to be at the head of that list. How hard do you think it's going to be to accomplish this? Please don't walk away from this thinking this guy's a nut, because everything I told you already exists. It's not a joke. And why are they fighting so hard to get 5G built out? Although we're screaming with scientists backing us up saying it's killing us, they're still building it out. Why are they still spraying aluminum, tons of it, into the sky every day when global warming doesn't exist? People, if you can give me real good answers to either one of those questions, I'll come back on Barry's show and prove what I'm saying is wrong. I'll come back on Barry's show and tell everybody what an idiot I am. You know what? I have about a 0.0000% chance of that ever happening.
I think that's giving it too much, Roger. Because honestly, what we've talked about here in the last hour, well, really, it's only the tip of the iceberg.
What we have
going on right now on this planet is a coordinated attack against every aspect of what it means to be a human being.
And globalist control.
Globalist control, but also the attack on the spirit, the soul, the body, and the mind of all human beings. Henceforth, we see where society is now, Roger, that they cannot see the trees for the forest. And I see that more and more every day as I see people literally bending to anything the Canadian government is saying about this virus, and people acting in ways that I would not believe could happen in my society, but I see it unfolding. We see the result. We know where it's all going. We know where this is going. And the only way we can stop it right now, Robert, is knowledge. We have to get knowledge-based. We have to make people understand what we're dealing with. And this has been a good show to make people understand what we're dealing with. Go ahead.
I can take that up one more level before we go. Let's take a look at China, everybody. Let's take a look at their merit system. Okay? Remember, these people are under total observation every single day of their life.
24/7.
Who they call, what they call, what they buy, how much of it they buy, the whole nine yards. And from that, merits are derived. If a person doesn't have enough merits, their children can't get into certain schools. If a person doesn't have enough merits, certain medications and foods are not available to them. If a person's merits drop too quickly, I'm not joking, people, the local Communist Party can come and take your pets away as a form of punishment until you get back to being a good little communist doobie. So what we're looking at is the tagging of all Americans. That's what Gates wants to do. What we're looking at is the ability to keep us under total control, because we know we carry a body weight of aluminum, although we're not supposed to. And we know that 5G can be steered, okay, in both intensity and direction. So now we're looking at all of this, and we have to be good little doobies. If this is allowed to continue, in about 5 years, you will have people walking down the street never daring to look in each other's eyes. You will have people walking down the street not saying a word for fear they're going to say the wrong thing, and one of the censors is going to pick it up. And I could go on and on. We will make 1984 look like a warm-up party. And anybody who thinks that's a joke, what rock have you been hiding under for the last 5 or 10 years?
Amen. Roger, you know the hour is up, buddy, and I could go with you right now for another hour, because we're only touching the tip of the iceberg. There are so many little rabbit holes that run off what we're talking about today and how they support how this is all working, the mechanisms involved, the levels of people that are involved. It is a very, very deep deep rabbit hole. And we only touched the surface today. We really did, but it's always great having you in, Roger, because you're knowledge based. I know my audience really appreciate what you bring to my shows. And I appreciate you always taking time out when I request for you to join me. And I hope you keep up that tradition, because I'm going to get you back here again real soon, buddy. We'll do this.
Well, again. You know where I am. The same place
I've been. Can't hide.
Yeah. Every day for 10 years without a day off in front of that computer and at my phone.
Okay, we got 1 minute, Roger. Really quick, plug your network for a minute, and we'll take a break for 4 or 5 minutes. I got Jürgen Bollrath coming in. Hang on, guys.
Just go to thelibertybeacon.com and click on the banner at the top. That'll take you to a page with some of our other websites. And again, I'm not here to plug the Liberty Beacon, although I appreciate it very. What I am here and why I never say no to you, Barry, is because I honestly believe people need to know the information we have.
Amen, Roger. No. And listen, guys, I highly recommend you go to Roger's site. Like I said, the years I've known Roger, I've never, ever known to be anything but a straight shooter. So I highly recommend you go have a look at what they're doing over there and read the articles and support what he's doing. Okay, Roger, thanks for coming in, guys. We're going to be back in about 4 minutes. And like I said, I got Jürgen coming in, and I know Jürgen's about ready to blow up today. So thanks again, Roger. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure. Bye, Steve.
Okay.
Yes. Bye, Roger.
Well, welcome back, second hour, folks, and thanks again to Roger Landry for joining me. Appreciate his time. I know Roger's a super busy guy, and I know what he brings forward is always appreciated by my audience. I'm joined second hour here by Jürgen Bollrath. I know that anybody's listened to my shows, heard Jürgen on my shows before, thinking about what's going on in Canada right now and around this globe and the agenda that's being put on the people, exactly what's going on in this country right now and the effects on our future. It's something that's, you know, on all our minds right now. And I thought I'd get Jürgen in and have a little chat with him and get some of his thoughts on what he sees going on right now. Welcome to the show, Jürgen. Always a pleasure having you back, my friend.
Well, thanks a lot for having me back on the program, Barry. It's a pleasure to join you as usual. Hope the weather's good out there in British Columbia.
Yeah, actually, I just went for a little walk in the woods today, man. It was gorgeous to walk in the bush. No snow on the ground. And you can smell. You can see. Actually, I seen my first mosquito today, guys. So, yeah, ooh. That's a good thing.
Wow.
The lockdown in society here is really, really starting to, I see the effect now, really starting to manifest in this little society of mine. Where, you know, I'm going to let you talk here in a second, but something I brought forward, and I'm bringing it forward to people's attention, is that in the north here, we've only had one case reported in Terrace here, and there's been no new cases reported in 6 days now. There's been one case reported in Prince Rupert, but we don't see lots of other cases all of a sudden showing up. Between here and the lower down as far as Quesnel, I think the numbers now are about 16 or 17 cases, and that involves the city of Prince George, which has a population of 80,000 people. So we're talking, you know, Smithers, Houston, right down the line as far as Quesnel, British Columbia. The numbers I looked at the other day was like 16 total cases, and yet we're all in a lockdown. I mean, people are really starting to ask questions here. Our streets are turning to ghost towns, and people are really starting to feel the effects of this. And it's a good thing, Jürgen, because a lot of people are asking questions now, and we need that. This is a time for people to start looking into this stuff. Go ahead, sir. That's all you wanted to say about that.
Well, I'm hoping you're absolutely right that this is an opportunity for people to get on their computers and do things other than play games and watch their favorite movie stars and see what their reaction to this thing is. So rather than do that and dig into finding what some real truths are on what surrounds us and who the people are that are dictating the course of action that we're in right now, you know, Barry, there was a time, and you and I, you know, we're older. We know that once upon a time, we voted for everyone that was chosen based on their connection with the will of the people, right? People used to find the pulse of the public, choose a few issues, and they'd ram their talking points. We decide if one side fails, that the next cycle we would kick them out because the other side jumps in on issues that are denied in terms of the political process. One thing that remains the same and that is consistent is the failure of all political stripes to live up to people's expectations. It's a vicious, vicious circle that must be broken. We have diabetics, for example, pay for care while junkies are given free access, right? We have a system where parents no longer allow time with their children, work, 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 pay, 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 as they get indoctrinated into some kind of gender twilight zone that denies science. Our children are forced to watch depravity as grown men dress in drag, and children lie on them. They are told they can be the opposite sex before they know the alphabet, while mommy and daddy are told this is progressive. They set up warriors to fail these days, right, or armies with faulty and outdated equipment, mm-hmm. while paying for sex change operations, yet not paying for prosthetics to those who sacrifice their limbs. Left, right, it doesn't matter. It's the same program. And also now we have a rainbow, right, that's associated with a group of alphabet warriors determined to undermine the natural evolution of mankind, where family comes from a petri dish and love between a man and a woman are considered passé. The people we put in positions of power, they do the bidding of those above them, so no matter who we elect, their platform before elections is never what happens after elections, with usually some minor exceptions, right? The major issues forced on us by the current administration is the perfect example. As no one mentioned before Trudeau was elected, that borders would be opened or our oil and gas industry would be dismantled. He never said that, you know, we would be a post-national state, and he never said that he's going to pour all our money into UN interests. And now we're in the middle of this pandemic, and we watch ourselves being led by a group of gender-specifically chosen people that are double agents, more or less, that care not for us, but they make sure they follow the rules of the United Nations. So, yeah, this country, Barry, is in a heck of a lot of trouble. We've come a long way from the parliamentary democracy that we were, that made sure that we were run properly, and people that ran for governance, ran for the right reasons and not for their own selfish interests. Over.
Or part of the agenda, the ticket to the big party, you know, that's always offered to our MPs. We play along with the game. You're in the big party. When things change, you'll be considered and looked after. So go along with the game, and everything's fine. If you rock the boat, you end up dead, or you don't make it in politics. Simple fact. And unfortunately, that's the sad state of political affairs in the Canada. I mean, what we see going on right now, Jürgen, the fact that this so-called pandemic, and if people look at what description of a pandemic is, a disease or a virus is actually considered to be a pandemic when it directly affects 12% of the population. And I did a little looking into this. Somebody brought that to my attention. I looked at different descriptions, encyclopedia, et cetera, and it, you know, the word pandemic strikes fear into a person's heart, and they're using a word. If the numbers at Northern Health, and this is coming right from Northern Health, are correct about the number of cases that we're seeing in this part of the country, and I don't know about the rest of the country because I'm not there, but if the numbers are correct, Jürgen, we're looking at approximately, even if we said 20 cases for the population base, we're talking 20 cases out of a population of approximately, if we can count all the surgeries, maybe 150,000 people. And 20 cases. So we're shutting down. If that's true, we're shutting down all of society. Absolutely driving people insane right now. We look at the rise in domestic violence right now in Canada, in the homes, as people are locked up like rats and forced to stay there all day long. While in the past, the husband was out, wife was out, they're doing things, they're participating in society, they're doing this, they're doing that. This is all being shut down. For 20 cases out of 150,000 people? I mean, I look at this and I go, why can't people say there's something very seriously wrong with this whole situation, that they're allowing this to go on right now? It really shows you how badly people have been programmed and the power of mainstream media and the mechanism of fear, Jürgen. Fear. That's all you hear on mainstream media is fear, fear, fear.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I see it in my own family members. I see it everywhere. People are cowering. The mainstream media is doing their job, which is to create the fear, create chaos. This is all about them doing that and solving, coming up with a solution for us, which will be, you know, boots on the street. We're going to solve all this. Bill Gates is going to be the magic man to come up with the vaccine. Not to worry. We're going to make sure that you're all okay. Don't go to your cottage while I go to my cottage. So we're living in a real dystopian kind of a society here where, you know, when you think about it, a quarantine in a situation like this, a quarantine is when you put sick people and you keep them in one isolated area. When you isolate the entire population, that's not quarantine. That's tyranny. And that's what we're living under right now. If this was about quarantine, what they would be doing is they would ask all citizens that are very, very sick, you stay in the home, everybody else just stay away from them for a little while, make sure they're looked after. But other than that, let's get back to work. This is about destroying Western economies. This is about imprinting a globalist communist system. It's about Bill Gates. It's about vaccines. It's about the wrong kind of people being in charge. For so many different jurisdictions, we're talking from the municipal level right all the way up to federal level politics. We have the wrong people in charge in so many jurisdictions. It's beyond belief. Yes, there is some good ones, but boy oh boy, the great majority are in there for the wrong reasons, and that's because we've allowed the opportunity for good people not to participate because they've made them so friggin' busy. You've got to stay busy. You've got to have two jobs to survive. The man and the woman have to go to work rather than just the dad, like in the 50s and 60s, which was just fine. It worked just great. Everybody paid their bills. It worked. Dad went to work. Mom stayed at home. Mom looked after the kids, which is the way it, and it worked. It was awesome. But they had to change all of that, right? They had to change it. They had to use the women. They had to say, let's create a feminist movement so we can tax the heck out of the women because we're not getting a nickel out of them. Let's take them from where they belong, and that is being the nurturers in a family situation, and let's convince them that they need to be up against men. They need to compete against men in every possible job description there is out there, which is absolutely moronic because, as we know, women are completely different biologically from men. And all of those people out there that are screaming this non-binary gender nonsense, they're the ones that are to blame for a lot of this right now, because you look at the people that are running this, that are looking after us during this pandemic. It is the scariest, most frightening thing I've ever seen, is the people now that are in charge of trying to save us during this alleged pandemic, which is what I've been calling it as well. It's a plandemic. It's been planned for a while, that October meeting. Bill Gates and all of them, they've been planning this for a while. They failed with the Russian collusion. Anything to take down Trump, anything to stop Brexit, they are going to do anything to stop the populist movement, and that is people waking up and becoming aware that life could be a heck of a lot better if these bad people weren't in charge and we had some better ones up there. Over now.
It almost sounds like an overwhelming task at this point. But I still have to maintain hope in the fact that there's going to be enough good people in this world right now that wake up and stand up to this. Because if we lose this battle, then there won't be another battle. That this window of opportunity that we've been talking about for years, and you know, for years we've been telling people that, you know, if you listen to our broadcast years ago, we were talking about a time in human history when things would go crazy, when they'd either, you know, unleash a pandemic or they would cause a financial crisis worldwide that would bring civilization and the human race totally under control. And I believe we could possibly look at that particular time right now. And we take a look up down the road, a couple months down the road, and if they continue to do this, Jürgen, you are going to see people literally start to lose their minds. And I see it already. You just cannot lock people up in houses like rats. This is tyranny, full-blown 2020, and people are still in the Matrix. A lot of the general population are watching CBC and CTV and listening to Trudeau talk every day, and then listen to people like the head of the World Health Organization. And if you look into the history of that gentleman, that alone would be enough to get the normal person to go, hey, something's really, really messed up here. When you've got this gentleman who isn't actually a doctor running the World Health Organization, the head doctor, so-called, and he's been implanted by China. People have got to look at this kind of information, and it'll cross all the T's and dot all the I's for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's no question. There's so many things afoot. You know, it's almost as if we're living in some kind of a James Bond movie.
I've
referred to that so many times. You know, when Ian Fleming wrote all those novels, we tended to think it was fiction that there's those kind of evil people afoot on the planet. But we've come to realize now that there certainly are. And you know, when you look at this whole thing, the biggest thing for me right now is all of a sudden Bill Gates steps on the world stage and all of a sudden he's going to be the grand savior. And if anyone did any research, they'd see that Burks and the Fauci, they're all connected to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. There are so many connections in that spider web of that WHO doctor. He's a criminal genocidist as far as I'm concerned. And you know, it just goes to show that the United Nations is just full and rife of corruption, and some of the most despicable people on the planet get to be on their Security Council, get to be on their most important like health organizations. They took a guy who took his own people in Ethiopia and killed bunches of them because he refused to give them medications when there were certain diseases going around. He's well known for having killed his own people, and yet they decide this is the right guy to be the head of the World Health Organization because the United Nations is all about the Georgia Guidestones. They're all about eliminating. Look at Bill Gates is one of their biggest contributors. You've also got guys like George Soros who contributes to those people. They want an elimination on a global scale of billions of people, right? They want it down to a half a billion people on the planet. It's written in stone on the Georgia Guidestones. So for anybody to deny that that's there, I keep saying to them, hey, what, is it written in stone? Yes, it is. It's written on the Georgia Guidestones. Pay attention. Right? Bill Gates is the leader in that. He's already been charged with crimes in India and over in Africa for sterilizing people. And like you said, Barry, I hope now that people are at home, they have a chance to do this. And going back to that again, you think about it right now. I remember reading an article not long ago, before this whole thing started, about how Canadians, for the most part, are about a couple weeks away from being completely broke. Well, hello, that time is past due already, right?
People, so how many people, their heads against the wall.
How many people are already broke? How many people are already looking for where's their next piece of toast coming from tomorrow morning for my breakfast? Right?
Oh, just imagine all of a sudden there's a spike in crime in our community. That was just reported. A big spike in crime. Imagine that. Where could that be coming from?
Who would have thought that?
Who would have thought
this? Good grief.
Civil unrest. And the gentleman we're talking about, guys, is Dr. Tedros Adhanom. This is his name. And he was instilled as director of the World Health Organization. He is not actually a doctor. He holds no certificate as a doctor anywhere in the world. And he was put in place by the Chinese government. And if you look into his background and who he was, and this is the man that's talking to us about coming door to door and taking people out of our houses under the suspicion of being infected with this COVID-19 virus. What can't we understand about that, Jürgen?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You know, Barry, it all goes down to the media. We could go back to CBC and CTV. You nailed it right on the head. We have a fifth estate in Western society that has completely been bought out by the globalists. They own it all, and they tell lies on a steady stream every day, creating this fear and panic, which is over the top now. I know reasonable people that are starting to freak out.
Yeah.
And they're reasonable people. Like, what the heck is going on here? Right? Yeah. But that's intentional. Go ahead.
Of course. Hey, look at the numbers right now for domestic violence increases in Canada just in the last week. I mean, you go look at the stats, and they're starting to go through the roof. Well, if you lock two people up in a house and you force them to stay there And then you compound to the problem. They're sitting there thinking about how they're going to pay their bills all day long. That's wearing on them. Then everything else that's starting to come into their brains is starting to wear on them. Add that to the equation that these people are already, a lot of them on prescription drugs. A lot of them have problems already that have been compounded over years, whether it's this or that. We seem to be in a society where everybody has some kind of an issue. And then you add this brainstorm, this absolute cataclysm into their life, where it's starting to scramble their brains, and they're sitting there brewing all day long. This is what the government wants. It creates an incredible discourse in the way society functions, and they're going to play on this. It's all going to lead, Jürgen, I believe, to getting society in Canada to a point where they're going to welcome the Emergencies Act. And boy, if that ever happens, my friend, game over.
Yeah, I fear we're headed down that road because we have a population that has just been sold a bill of goods that is very, very happy to be led by the nose, and it's very unfortunate. We've had two, maybe three generations now in our country that haven't suffered one iota of anything. They've had everything handed to them. If they haven't had it handed to them, they've been able to go to some agency that hands it to them and creates their dependency on government. We have opened the door to generations of people holding their hand out, and as we're doing that, we're opening the borders wide to more and more people who become dependent on government. So, as the government increases, you notice none of them are not getting paid during this, while every other business owner is not getting paid, right? And you've got now this massive leak of $2,000 going to Asia, Africa, and other countries, where I'm hearing stories where people from other countries are bragging how easy it is to write into the Canadian government and get your $2,000 from anywhere in the world. So, which wouldn't surprise me at all. The fact that they want to bankrupt this country is no secret to anyone. And if you don't believe that, then you're a fool. If you've seen the amounts of money that have flown out of Canada especially since this government has taken over.
Absolutely.
So
accelerating.
Yeah, and the grab for power during this is just such a joke. It's just so obvious, and people can't see it. You look at what Nancy Pelosi's trying to get through in the States to, it's all about abortion and the arts need to be funded or else we're not going to make sure that business people get money. What? What are you talking about?
Absolutely.
It's insane. It's just like Trudeau. He wanted unlimited spending power till the end of next year for this, and he's standing on a podium telling people, get ready to stay locked up for 18 months. And here's the other thing that people don't remember because their memory's so darn short, and that's before this even started. I think it was sometime around September or October. Justin Trudeau slipped it out that Canadians better be ready for a possible famine. I don't know if you remember that, but my wife reminded me that he said that in a speech somewhere. He let that slip out. Why?
Well, because he knows it's coming, buddy.
Yeah.
He's got the next couple of years already laid down. He knows the playbook. George is over top of his head, pulling the strings. Trudeau is just a puppet. We know that. We know who's really running the show here. And what we're seeing right now, like I said, the only thing positive I'm seeing right now, Jürgen, is people are really starting to ask questions. But I believe that this is kind of, we're getting to a point now, we know how fast the attacks are accelerating on us. We have to be realistic about what's going to happen here in the next little while. Just about anything is in the playbook. And I hate to say that, but I honestly believe that just about anything is possible in the next little while. That being said, we really need to take this opportunity, folks that are listening to us talk today. That we've been talking about this for years, Jürgen, but yeah. I think people really gonna have to start looking into their hearts. And I don't know how else to say it to people, Jürgen, but my heart right now is broken. I see what's coming. I understand it, and I'm not an intelligent person. You just have to look around you, what's going on, and ask yourself if this is what you want going forward. And I can't say that I want any of this. So you and me, we're going to talk until we can't talk anymore. I honestly believe that time is going to come soon. We're going into full-blown dictatorship around this planet, folks. And the conversation we're having right now, I don't know if we'll be have that in a couple, 3-4 months from now. I really don't know. Big question I got. But anyways, all I wanted to say about that. It is crazy times, but kind of exciting times at the same time here.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we have segments of our society because we've become such a semantic society where religion is kind of poo-pooed on. And I know there are a lot of the younger generation, they don't believe really in a God, or they don't believe in a higher being, which is a big problem. But I think those people need to have a look around. Those people need to say, okay, maybe I don't believe in all that stuff, but whose side do I want to be on? Do I want to be on the side of those people who want to live a life based on Ten Commandment principles, or do I want to align myself with the so-called liberals of the world that want a society based on non-binary, non-gender-specific individuals, eliminating all family values in a sense? And here's what I guess what I'm trying to get at is, if you look at what's going on these days right now with this pandemic, you have people going to churches now in cars, right, rather than being close. And what are the police doing? They're finding the people in their cars, right? In Kentucky right now, some people have thrown, they were found, they booby-trapped the parking lot with nails so people couldn't gather in their cars and the preacher couldn't preach from a megaphone. So these people that are against that kind of thing need to figure out, wait a minute, who am I siding with if I stop those people from wanting to pray for hope, to wanting to possibly have a... Do you see what I'm getting at?
Well, if we don't support them in their right to speak, who's going to support us?
Yeah. Well, pick a
side.
That's
where we're going. That's where we're
exactly,
going right now.
Dude. Exactly right. That's exactly where we're going. So
and you see how well they manufacture that, how devious they are, how you know, these guys are genius. I hate to say that. They're evil geniuses, because they really think this out. They know how society's going to react. They test us all the time, and they come up with the perfect scenario. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I've always said, like, how can we beat those people that are allowed to lie? For example, you had Obama come in just before he left office. He signed an executive order that repealed, I think it was a 1954 act that they had in the United States that banned propaganda. He repealed it just before he left office, allowing newspapers to have whatever shot they wanted, any kind of propaganda. So there you have it, right? And here in Canada, what have we got? We've got a fifth estate that is completely owned by the government. They used to just own CBC. Now they own all of them. So how do we possibly get out of that unless we storm them, take them over, and you and I and other patriots, we get the radio shows, we get the television shows, and we get to tell the people what's really going on out there?
Boy, would there be a radical change in Canada overnight if we were able to do that.
That's exactly right. We take over CBC.
How far we've gone into a fascist dictatorship that we cannot do that anymore.
Could you imagine us storming CBC? Why don't we do that? It's our building. It's our network.
It's our tax money that's paying for it.
That's right.
We should be able to go down there and fire them all. I mean, we are the shareholders. We are the shareholders of CBC. So legally, we have a right to walk in there and fire them all.
Exactly right. You know,
there's never been a more appropriate time right now for a little civil disobedience in our society. And people are scared. They're terrified of that thought, Jurgen, but
it's just
necessary. Go ahead.
The idea of civil disobedience has just been okayed by the NDP when they said it was okay for the railroad blockades just before this pandemic happened, right?
So they just opened the door
and said civil disobedience is all right, so why don't we do that?
Exactly. Well, there's civil disobedience on their side. It's fine as long as it fits their agenda. And the railway blockades fits their agenda perfect. Did what they wanted it to do. But we know there's a double standard in Canada, of course. The only way we're going to turn this around right now, Jurgen, is that if enough Canadians really start to hear the message that you, me, and hundreds of others in Canada right now that are doing what Jürgen and me are doing, and there's a lot of us that are doing this, if you hear the message and you actually get involved and stop it. Because if we don't, folks, you know, I'm not a fear-mongering type of guy, Jürgen, but I really have to look at this honestly. I look at all the factors that play. I look at all the individuals to play. It's like I said, we're in uncharted territory. We've kind of talked about this over the years. We've kind of put these scenarios down, where it would go, what's going to be the result. And now we're there. It could go lots of different ways, but we know we're there. And it's going to take people willing to sacrifice. I mean, really sacrifice to stop it. And I don't know if there's enough Canadians willing to do that. I hate to say that, but I don't know. But that's what it's going to take. And I'm not talking about just Canadians. I'm talking about people general around the world, because we're all facing the exact same boot right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of stunning what's going on. You know, you look at the economies of different countries on the planet right now in response to this COVID-19 or a coronavirus, Wuhan virus, whatever you want to call it. It's actually quite revealing that you see countries like Sweden and Brazil. They kept their economies open during this, and their numbers are starting to drop faster than in the U.S. So you're looking at all of this, you know, if you're a half-brained individual and you're going, what the heck is going on here? They've shut down our entire economy for something that makes absolutely no sense in terms of the numbers that have been affected. And how ironic is it that the rates of pneumonia deaths are down? People that have died from heart disease are down. At the same time that people dying of this coronavirus are affecting our economy, it just makes absolutely no sense. The stories that are coming out where they're lying about the numbers, where everybody who's affected with this is a coronavirus victim, it's absolutely outrageous, right? And the stories coming out of Europe where they're basically just leaving the old people. They have a choice between the young person and the old person. Hey, eugenics kicks in. Let's let the old person die. They're going to die anyways.
And the numbers get reported.
Yeah, you're seeing the complete eugenicist movement at play here. It's working in some countries, right? They're allowing it to happen. Governments are allowing it to happen because they're broke, because they've stolen all our friggin' money, even though our taxation rates everywhere in the Western world are through the roof. Where the heck is all the money gone, right? We don't have it, that's for sure. It's not for the people. It's for special interests.
Underground tunnels.
Yeah, underground tunnels is a possibility. Underground cities, we don't know, right? Is that what the Days of Darkness was all about that we heard about?
Yeah, who knows? Hey, there's something to thought. That's another rabbit hole to go down, eh?
That's
we don't have time for them all today, but there's a million of them, guys. There literally
it certainly is. There certainly is. But I just find it amazing that other economies in the world managed to stay open, and their numbers of this pandemic are starting to drop before even the U.S., and they decided to shut their economy down. Same with Canada, and we're isolating people for no bloody reason as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know who we're dealing with in Canada? We're dealing with Justin Trudeau. And to me, this man is the most evil creature that's ever walked the face of the earth. The act of treason that he has committed against our country. Jürgen, I'm sitting here dumbfounded that Canadians are allowing this to go on, that we have to make them aware of what the consequences of being quiet right now are going to be going forward. And I've said that so many times, but I feel an urgency right now in my life like I've never felt before, that we see all these accelerations and where it's going to go in the next little while. The thought of the government ever being able to enact the Emergencies Act, which is in the realm of possibilities. Trudeau tried to do it last week, but he was stopped by the provinces. You know that. He wanted to enact the Emergencies Act last week, but he was stopped by the provinces. That's a fact. He's going to try it again. But what we're going to see in Canada is a designed acceleration of bullcrap around this disease for one, or this virus for one. You're going to see the fear factor ramped up, and possibly people accepting something as barbaric as the Emergencies Act. And when that happens, and if it does happen, that will give this government powers that we might never, ever get back. Period. Period.
Yeah,
still turning back. If he gets that kind of power base, there's literally, you know, people don't realize the power of of what the Emergencies Act would give the government. It's, it would be completely taking away any of our rights, period. We have absolutely zero rights. They come to your house, arrest you, throw you in jail, and you might never be seen again. Sounds crazy, doesn't it, folks? But that's how far this could go.
Well, he's already made the statement, our vaunted leader there, that we might be in this for 18 months, and we're not going to be able to let you. We're not going to be able to let you roam free until you have a vaccine.
So
we're headed towards that.
Dead body, Justin. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. But you have, you have all kinds of Canadians just willing to fall off the cliff with that notion, Barry, and that's our problem here. I'm still having conversations with people that are just sold on this guy, and I'm thinking, like, where is your head at? Why can't you see what is going on here? But how can you defeat that? You can't defeat it. The programming is complete with so many of these people in our country. It is mind-boggling. Otherwise, very smart people, they can't see it. They just cannot see it. And it doesn't matter how you try to sway the argument, no matter how you try to frame the discussion, it's always about Trump bad, and everything else doesn't matter. They are so programmed, right? It's been everyday Trump bashing, which means that anything he stands for is bad, and people have come to believe that nonsense. It's just absolutely mind-boggling. There's no open-mindedness whatsoever. And here, I think the biggest thing, though, is the fact that we are just led by traitors and double agents. This country has been an open cesspit of petri dish societal engineering by the United Nations since after the Second World War. Canada has been that petri dish for the UN. Maurice Strong started it. He was one of the strongest proponents of the UN back in the 50s. Of course, he died in China in a big mansion there. People don't know that, but all these guys, they all die in China in their big mansions over in China.
Well, imagine that. Ain't nothing to see there, Jürgen.
No, nothing to see there at all.
China's right? Our friends, man, aren't they?
Yeah.
They love us.
But America's bad, but China's good. That's what we've been told.
They're making our prescription drugs. They're bringing us 5G. They brought us this virus. I mean, these guys are just awesome. But it's all coincidence. Remember that. That's what we're going to call the show now, Truth or Coincidences, okay?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of them.
While he still had hockey games on, the major sponsor was Huawei. That's all you saw between periods was Huawei. Get your Huawei. Right?
Canadian government opened the door and allowed them into the most intricate intelligence agencies in Canada. Give them contracts. Yeah. I mean, can't people see what Justin Trudeau, I mean, he's openly stated his love for China, loves a dictatorship, and boy, he's getting closer and closer and closer by the day, folks. It's scary. Yeah. But it's real.
And the Canadian people had an opportunity to vote him out of office, and they didn't do it. What does that tell you about
beyond this population? You know, I think there was a lot of election meddling going on in Canada. I honestly believe that. I've looked more reports that I have looked at here in the last couple months. And, of course, you know, it's going to almost be impossible to folks for this. We're up against such a powerful entity right now that it's almost going to be impossible to get this kind of information out to the public and actually be verified so the public says to themselves that there was a lot of hankering going on and another election should be called. But what do you do at this point? We know there was interference. There's too many people that I talked to across this country prior to that election that hated Trudeau. But in the same mouthful, you know that the city of Toronto has 50 seats by itself. Yeah, so you have one conglomeration of a mass of people, which are now a large percentage of immigrant-type people, which is fine. I mean, they got to go somewhere, but that's where they're congregating. And, of course, they're given the right to vote, and who are they going to vote for? How far are we going to be down this road in 4 years right now, from now, based on the fact that we're allowing, it's over a million immigrants into the country right now every year, based on the programs the government's got? Not just the illegals, not the regular immigration, but the foreign workers programs, the foreign student programs. These people, once they get a foothold in Canada, guys, they don't leave, period. So the numbers that we're seeing on CBC or anybody that watches mainstream aren't actual numbers. Well, all those people are going to be a vote in the next election, aren't they, Jürgen?
Absolutely.
Who are they going to vote for, I wonder? Let me see. Let's guess. How to set it up, eh? You can see the rigging coming, man.
Truly. Oh, yeah.
It's right in front of our faces, what they're doing.
I've always been very surprised at the fact that the Americans in their last election, as you know, that's all they've done is blame Russia. They know there was rigging in their elections, and it just blows me away that in this country, not a single conservative or somebody from the other side has said, you know what, we think there was rigging in our elections. Where's the investigation here? Not a single thing was said. Nothing from anybody. What about the Calgary mayor and his election? The fact that they didn't open the polls until 10 in the morning so that people going to work couldn't vote on their way to work. And then people after going home to work were told that all the ballots were gone so that only people who stayed home could vote.
Yep.
What the heck was that? Why is there no investigation into that?
Well, in case people aren't aware of what's going on in Canada, there is only one government in Canada. I mean, there's the Conservatives, and you've got the Liberals, and you've got the Greens, and you've got the NDPs, but they're all on the same agenda, 100%, with just a slightly different face. Given that, you're not going to see change, period. They're all Agenda 2030, folks, every one of them, to the core. So how do we beat that, Jürgen? How do we beat that?
Well, I think after we come out of this, there's some serious questions have to be asked and answered in terms of leadership, the type of government that we want, how many levels of government, how many people should be employed by government, because right now the only people getting paid is people in government or an essential worker. And here's the other thing that's very disturbing to me. What they're doing right now is they're dividing citizens once again into essential and non-essential. How long is that label going to stay? I fear that label is going to be stuck on you forever now. They're going to create essential services out of thin air. They're going to pick who's essential and who isn't. And the people who are not essential are going to be the ones that have to have a number put on their forehead. You're the ones not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that because you're not essential. How long is that tag going to stick now, right?
Wow.
That's a big concern for me, essential and non-essential.
This could make a really good horror show, what we're talking about right now. If we wanted to magnify a couple of things that we just said in the last couple of minutes, I mean, if this doesn't terrify people, I don't know what to say to you, because what we're talking about, guys, is this isn't science fiction. This isn't Star Trek. This is a reality of where we're at right now in this world. And I honestly believe what we're telling you is truth. And it blows me away that people can't look in the mirror and go, hey, you know, I look at my children, I look at my grandchildren, I go, wow, every day that's what drives me. Because what's coming from them is it's like hell on earth. And I don't want that for anybody, period, especially of our direct family. Yeah. It just blows me away that people can't seem to make that connection. I don't know what's happened to the human heart. I really have to ask myself that question. And, of course, I come back with a very, very clear answer that we have a battle going on right now on this planet, good against evil, Satan against God, my world and my religious beliefs. And what I see as far as my religious beliefs go right now and what's going on in the world, Revelation's being played out just to the T. And I'm sitting back, I'm in fear, not in fear, I'm feeling for people that are going to never see the light, that never really understand what goes on, and they're going to pay the price in the end. And I'm also excited because I see things playing out by the book right now, and they truly are. So, interesting times we're in. Very interesting times.
Yeah, they certainly are. And I think people have to make some very, very serious consideration into how involved they're going to be in the political process once we come out of this. I think it's up to people to understand that if we want to keep our freedoms, it's not just soldiers fighting for them. It's up to every single one of us to fight for those freedoms. It's a daily thing because there's always people going to come and try to take it. And it's not just something that has to be worn in a soldier's uniform. You have to fight for it every day. You have to tell that person that tries to stop you from talking about a subject to say, you know what? I'm allowed to talk about this subject because I'm allowed to have an opinion. And never mind sitting there and saying, whoops, I better keep my mouth shut. It's time for people to say, you know what, I'm allowed to talk about this. I'm allowed to gather with other people, despite what this government is telling me. Because everything the government tells me, I think I'm going to do the complete opposite because they've lied to me forever in the past. And they're lying to us now. They're coming up with fudged numbers. They don't know where the numbers are coming from. And they're telling us the masks are good, the masks are no good. They're not sure if they are effective. Yes, they are effective. It was such a circus right at the very start of this whole thing. You could tell that it was orchestrated. You could tell there was a master plan behind it. And some of the goofs, especially the ones that are that are leading our government, they were kind of caught in the middle going, whoops, do we follow the World Health Organization and Communist China, or are we supposed to listen to what's going on in the States? We're not sure. So, you know, when Trump shut everything down at the end of January, Trudeau was still diddling around. They were still telling people in February it's okay to come flying in here. And now everyone's saying that Trump was a racist and all of that because he shut the flights down. The whole thing is just such a nightmare. I can't believe we're living this. You're right. It's a horror movie. Twilight Zone.
Well, all it was done, it was all done by design. You know that, and I know that. If you followed the events of when this virus started showing up, what Trudeau actually did in the beginning to stop it from possibly coming into our country, and then take into effect the gestation period of, you know, 14 to 21 days of incubation before it can possibly show up even longer. You factor all that in, and he was trying to create a perfect storm. And I honestly believe Jürgen, the end game, of course, was to justify the Emergencies Act. And I still believe he's going to make many attempts at doing that in the next little while.
Oh, yeah.
This thing continues to grow in numbers, and people don't understand and don't wake up to what's going on, and the fear factor is allowed to manifest itself in our society, you might see him pull something like that off. We know the other political parties stood against it, and the provinces stood against it, but there can also be a ploy going on behind the scenes that none of us are privy to. You know, these guys have got some pretty nasty things thought up. I honestly believe that. Everything I believe we're seeing right now, Jürgen, was thought about years and years and years ago in think tanks by psychopaths with very big brains. Because they sure have got society now. You look at the state of our society now, Jürgen, and what it was like when you and me were kids, you know, and that's not that long ago. But boy, I'll tell you, it is really flipped. And everything I've seen in my life has not been positive. Period. So now we're at a really, really kind of a incredible situation right now where we're really going to see how this affects people's minds. And I keep getting back to that, but, you know, the human brain, when it's subjected to chaos, it really has a devastating effect on the ability of the brain to comprehend and think straight. And I think you're going to see that really play forward in the next little while. What do you think?
Yeah, you know.
I know that's a deep thought, but that's what I see coming.
This whole thing has so many moving parts, it's really hard to say, right? I mean, there's just so much involved in all of this, and that's the biggest problem. You've got the entire level of society, the great vast majority, believe that this is all about this virus, right? That's our biggest problem. They think it's all about a virus, and we have to save everybody. I know somebody's so afraid she's going to see her kids and grandkids today. She's going to stay in the car while they look out the window. She's going to visit them. While they look out the window of the living room, and she's going to wave and smile from there. Like, that's the level of fear that they've gotten people under. I said, you know, are they healthy and are you healthy? Yes. I said, well, then hug them. She said, oh, no, I can't do that. I'm in contact with people at my work. I can't do that. I can't risk it. I said, okay, I understand. You're a frontline worker. You're in contact with maybe 100 people every day. So during Sunday, and everybody's healthy, you still can't go and hug your children. Okay, fine. So the level of fear, the depth of all of this is so scary. Like you say, Barry, I'm in total agreement with you. The collapse of society is coming here in a way that we can't possibly imagine. The level, what's going to hit here soon, and like I said earlier, those people that were 2 weeks short of being broke, their time is already up by over 2 weeks. So we already have people, I think, that are already sitting there wondering where their next sandwich is coming from. So we're going to be in a heck of a lot of hurt come the next couple of weeks if this thing drags on any longer than the end of this month. I've already put it out there, and I think it's very important for people to possibly do this. If we start thinking positively, everybody, think positively every day, get up and think, you know what? We're going back to work May the 1st. We're going back to work May the 1st. Every day, put that in your head until May the 1st. And if it doesn't work, we're not back at work at May 15th. Then let's think harder for May 15th. Let's think really positive about going back to work May the 1st. What do you think?
I think we need to get people to a point where civil disobedience is the order of the day. And I say that, Jürgen, because civil disobedience, when the government goes rogue, which our government is doing, civil obedience is a duty. It's, yes. it's an actual duty, folks. It's not something that you can just shrug your shoulders at. That our forefathers are in their graves right now, and they're rolling, and they cannot stop rolling because they see what's going on here, guys, and it's breaking their hearts. I look at this right now as a pinnacle time in history. I really do. I have a really good idea where it's going and the effect it's going to have on society. And I'm not in fear, but I honestly believe society is about to get blindsided. And everything I see and understand about what's going on right now is spoken to me in Revelations, Jürgen, in very great detail. So it just reassures me every day that I know who's in control. That for me personally, I start my day with a prayer, buddy, and I ask him for strength, I ask him for wisdom, and I ask him for guidance. And it works for me. All I got to say, it keeps me sane. And that also, Jürgen, you got to get out, folks, and take a walk in the woods every day. I keep saying it, but I do it every day right now because it brings me to a point where I'm just at peace, it's quiet, and I really get to hear my brain think. And it's something everybody should do right now because we're all under stresses that we've never felt before in our lives, Jürgen. Period. Go ahead.
Well, you're fortunate where you live. You're not getting arrested for going for a walk in the woods. People in the city areas are getting arrested for going for walks, so it's a little different. But yeah, I'm with you. You know, we need to get back to nature. We need to simplify things once we come out of this. We've become so progressive that it's actually become regressive, right? We've ditched some of the old things that were the best things ever built and said, no, this new plastic one is better. So we really have gone backwards in a lot of ways. We need to start cherishing tradition again. We need to stop the people that want to eradicate our history. And but I think the biggest thing that we could do right now, and I think it's a perfect opportunity, is to fire all the school boards, just to get rid of them all. Sorry, you're all done. I want all the teachers that we're working to get rehired who are concerned about real education, not indoctrination. I want teachers that don't have a political bent. I want more male teachers in our public school system. I think that would really make our society a lot better place again. We need to stop this notion that it's only women that can teach our young children, and they put them into these school boards. And here's the other thing. We need more and more people to get up off their butts now and take the responsibility that comes with freedom, because freedom comes with responsibility. The responsibility is to participate, is to make sure you do something, whether it's drive someone to a meeting that you can't go to or something like that, but help in some way to be part of the solution, not sit on your butt and continue to be part of the problem, because sitting on your butt is what got us into this situation. If you would have got off your butt, if you would have used the computer to inform yourself rather than to just play games and to waste your time idly watching Pornhub or some other thing, then we wouldn't be in this situation, right? I look back, Barry, and I think to myself, oh, my God, if I was a kid and if I would have had my hands on a computer and the information that was on it, look out, world. I would have educated myself to the teeth, to the nines. And what are they doing now? They've got them hooked on video games, right?
Yeah, which really Yeah, really good things that are put into kids' minds at a very young age about killing, maiming, rape, torture. Unbelievable stuff they put into these games, and you wonder why kids can't figure out what they're doing right from the beginning. From 5, 6 years old, what's put into their minds, and then you take them to school, and they see drag queens doing displays in public libraries, and they're taught that they can be a boy or girl, a tree, a dog, a cat, they can be anything they want in their life. I mean, who's driving all this, folks? Well, it's only a very, very small sector of our society that's doing this, and there's a lot more of us than them, and we really need to call it out. The school system is a start, Jürgen, but we see this all through society. And fortunately, we're down to the last 4 minutes of the show, Jürgen. So in the next minute, just I'd like to share your site where people can find you, and a couple of closing thoughts from you, buddy. I know that we went in lots of different directions today, but it was fun, as always. And we could go for another hour right now and not touch half the stuff that's going on here. But thanks for coming in today, buddy.
Well, thanks again for having me, Barry. And people can catch up with me on Twitter at @Prairie_Patriot and on Facebook at Against the Grain, News You're Not Supposed to Know. Check me out there. Barry and I have had a connection for a number of years now. I think we are brothers. We have a fellowship amongst many other Canadian patriots that we've managed to establish over the years that I trust wholeheartedly. We don't all agree on everything, but we do agree on one thing, and that this country is a mess. It needs to be repaired. But right now, during this pandemic, I think the best messages I can give to anyone is please, please put your fear aside. I know fear is very important. We have to have a bit of it, but it's taking over. Put your fear aside. Elevate yourself out of the fear realm that you're living in today. Take some time every day to meditate or pray and get yourself out of that fear, because if we can elevate ourselves to a little higher consciousness at this time, I think we can eradicate the fear. We can also get rid of this virus. We can also make sure that moving forward, things become a little more positive. So let's think positively. Let's pray that we can get out of this and go back to work May the 1st. If it doesn't work, let's shoot for May the 15th. But the sooner we get back to work, the better it'll be for everybody. We have to focus on that. This is not just about a disease. This is not just about a virus. This is about controlling society, like Barry says. He knows it. We know it. We all know it. Keep your head up. Be smart. Right? You can keep your social distancing, but don't listen to these yahoos. Go ahead and go for a walk. I say it's time, like you say, civil disobedience. A bunch of people in Toronto, if you're all healthy, go to a park and let them try to find everybody. I'm all for that. Civil disobedience time is just around the corner. It's knocking on the door, and it's up to all of us to be responsible with it and do that so the powers that be can finally listen to the voices that matter, and that's all of us combined. Thanks, Barry. Appreciate you having me.
Always a blast having you on, Jürgen. Well said, my friend. Yeah, we've gone in a lot of different directions today, guys, and we've hit on a lot of different thoughts. You know, we are, like I said, in uncharted territory right now. A lot of confusion, a lot of chaos seems to be developing in our society. People are really, really starting to feel the effects of what these powers to be are trying to do to us, and all I can say to folks myself is that knowledge really does alleviate fear. That fear is the biggest weapon that they use against civilization. We see that being wrapped up in every aspect of our life right now. I think it's more important now than ever before that we all identify this particular mechanism they use against us and fill ourselves with knowledge. Really take some time and look at different aspects of what's going on around us. Start connecting a few of the dots and crossing a few of the T's yourself. And pretty soon you'll see a picture come forward that is bleak if we allow it to continue. I still have faith in the human being having enough heart and soul and concern for the future of the children, the future of this planet, and life the way we've enjoyed it growing up, that we will stand together and put a stop to this. That'll be my prayer and my hopes today, you guys. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back again next week. God bless you all, and have a great week. Bye for now.